unfortunately, you know, we have like almost 1,800 flags, but we found out there's loss of about maybe 100. A lot of them were the ones that were tattered and torn. But, of course, our band kid, he lost his flags. But it's about 100 flags, so it's not like the total loss. So that makes it a little bit more bearable.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. I'm sure they're worried about that, too.
And, again, the any idea at this point how quick the turnaround can be to replace the flags that were lost?
We have one of our band booster parents that's calling our vendor who lives in Houston and letting them know the situation. I don't think it's going to be, because we have 3 weeks, which is a long period of time, I believe we'll be fine for those flags. If we have anything, any kind of postponement or anything, we'll let your listeners know through WTAW or probably contact them, but I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Now, in taking care of the Munoz family, I know that's also been a priority.
Yes, it has. And we have some of their kids have been staying with our booster, our Tiger Band booster family. Right now, they're in a hotel. I know the first responders, firefighters, were very generous and gave them some money to help them with their first night's hotel stay.
For our listeners who are not familiar with the work that Pete and Cheryl do with the band, give us a little taste of that.
Cheryl and Pete Munoz are key as far as our band programs for our kids in Consolidated High School, AMCMS Middle School, and Oakwood. They are the co-chairs of the Aggie Flags, and I'm sure a lot of you see the flags on game day flying in front of houses and commercial properties. Well, those are put there by band kids, and it could be in Bryan Band, or it could be in College Station Band kids. And we work in conjunction with them, but the Munozes, since they manage that program, they collect money, they collect the subscriptions, they organize the flag routes, they distribute it, they collect flags, and they do a lot of crisis management. If a subscriber's flag doesn't show up in their yard, or it was stolen, or was tattered or torn, it is huge. It raises a lot of much-needed dollars, huge amount of needed dollars for our band programs. So as far as fundraising goes, Pete and Cheryl Munoz are just key for our band programs here in College Station.
Sounds like they are pretty indispensable.
They are, and I'm sure they are worried about the fact that some flags were in their garage. We're fortunate that it was a very small amount of flags, and you know, that's one thing we don't want them to worry about right now. Right now, as a band family, we're trying to take care of their immediate needs.
And I'm guessing also the delegation of the management of the flags can go to other members of the booster club until the Munozes find new housing and that sort of thing?
That is not a problem at all. The Munozes have it so organized, and they have have assistants that have helped them. We've really done a great job in the last few years of being able to delegate portions of it, so that's not going to be a problem at all.